Hey, Luke! Hey, Luke! Here come the colonel! Here come the colonel!
Yes, once again, the comedians down the hall auditioning for Comedy Central, sneaking in here to disrupt a serious science program. Well, welcome back. Second half hour of The Promise of Tomorrow here on the Science News Radio Network. I'm your host. I'm Colonel Mason. We've got an exciting second half for you today. Jack Bishop's going to tell us about it in just a minute. And, of course, at the end of the program, listener comments and the voice of reason. But right now, let's step over to our fountain of useless information we keep here on the set. I'll meet you around the coin jar a little bit here for today's mystery question. What do you say?
Welcome to the Fountain of Youthless Info.
It's the Science News Radio Network, The Promise of Tomorrow. Bob Mattson grew up farming and ranching. He even did a thing called custom farming, which we're going to ask him about. He has a BA, and he continued on, I guess you'd say, in the farming field. And Bob thought he knew how to raise good crops and have healthy trees and grass until 5 years ago, when he was introduced to a line of products called Soil Secrets. Bob, thank you so much for being here. You're a farm kind of guy. My grandpa was a farmer. My idea of farming is fighting my crabgrass here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But tell us a little bit about the young Bob Mattson and farming. Were your folks farmers?
Yes, yeah, I grew up as a farm on the farm, actually clear up in Washington State and in the Columbia Basin there, all row crops. At that time, they've a lot of orchards have moved into that area now. But we raised a lot of vegetable seeds and still raised hay and wheat and corn and potatoes and stuff. But grew up on the farm, thought we knew it all, you know.
And when you say you thought you knew it all, you know, you saw your folks farming and you picked up stuff from them. And did you go to college and study agriculture?
No, well, not really. You know, most of that agriculture stuff that came from the School of Hard Knocks.
Uh-huh.
You know, just learning it and realizing that, first of all, we see all the depletion of our soils. Now here I'm down in Lubbock, Texas, and all these farmers, they'll all tell you their soil is not as good as it was, 5 years ago or 10 years ago. Everything is going in the wrong direction, and it's just because of all of the chemicals and fertilizers that we keep adding to our soils. Of course, here in Lubbock right now, we have a lack of rain, which isn't helping either, and so they keep putting all these chemicals on their soils, and it's depleting, it's killing our soil. Our soil, good topsoil, is alive, but we're killing it.
Now, my grandpa, old Grandpa Hubert, who had been a farmer as a young man and then moved to town and became a mechanic, he always said this about fertilizer: if it didn't go through a good cow, I ain't using it. and that was his motto. You know, if he was going to fertilize his lawn or grandma's flower bed, he went to the... I guess it would be the equivalent of, one of these big box stores now, and or to a nursery, and he got manure. And
yep.
One of the biggest fights I remember him having with his oldest son was when my Uncle Al came home with some chemicals to fertilize with, and Grandpa went ballistic. Now, chemical fertilizing is really a rather... from a historical standpoint, a rather new phenomenon, isn't it?
Well, 80 years, believe it or not. And it's been around. They started using it almost 80 years ago, started producing it. I mean, you're talking about the manure. When I was in Colorado, I farmed up there and ranched for a number of years, and we took over this one farm, and it had never had chemical fertilizer on it. It was only cow manure. And the year that you start putting chemical fertilizer on that ground, you cannot stop. Then your grass, in that case we were raising mostly grass acres with high elevation, alfalfa wouldn't grow good there, and the next year if you don't put chemical fertilizer down, you don't get a crop. And it's just what it does is the chemical fertilizer tricks that plant into turning green, but in the process it's killing our soil, it's killing your roots and kills your soil microbes, and so then it depends. Then your plant depends upon that NPK fertilizer, and if you don't give it, then you don't get anything.
Now, our switch from natural fertilization to chemical fertilization probably had to do with our switch from family farms to large commercial farms. Am I right about that?
Yep. And that's what's happening is we've gone more. You don't see the small family farms much anymore. They can't compete and can't survive, you know. So we've gone more to commercial.
And with that commercialization, we're seeing once again our soil becoming practically unusable. Now, we went through in this country a period of time when farmers were encouraged to do things to maintain their soil. I remember reading about that when I was in school. Why did we stop, and when did we stop encouraging that that let's keep the soil healthy?
I guess these big companies, for one. I mean, first of all, we've gone from the little farm to the big farm, and the big farm has got to produce enough to feed the nation. You know, it used to be you raised your own food for yourself and maybe fed a little or shared a little with your neighbor, but today one farmer has to feed thousands of people versus, you know, four or five. And so now they're trying to produce more. That's why we've gone to these, you know, GMOs, and we're trying to produce, you know, instead of getting 100 bushels, you know, we're trying to get 300 or 400 bushels to the acre. You know, we're trying to produce more, and in the process, these chemicals are killing our soils.
Now, 5 years ago, you stumbled across Soil Secrets, which is a commercial product, I assume.
Yes.
And how did that happen? How did you find out about that?
Well, up in Colorado, a friend of mine came to see me, and he saw we had a big greenhouse out in our yard. And of course, we were in high elevation up there, and if you didn't have a greenhouse, it was pretty hard to grow a garden because the summer was so short. And he goes, I've got some stuff in the back of my pickup. You need to try, because our carrots, our ground was so hard up there, the compaction was so bad, and the clays, and that your carrots, they wouldn't get over 2 or 3 inches long, and everything, small potatoes, you know, poor crop of above ground, everything was bad. He says, you need to try this stuff. And the first year of putting down this humic acid and mycorrhiza, we went from 2-inch carrots to 6-8-inch carrots. You know, when our potatoes tripled in size, or our tomatoes, we had, you know, tomatoes coming out our ears, and we were getting up to 4 ears of corn on a stalk that were all edible.
Now,
and we had never seen that before.
Now, how does that compare, say, with the rest of the country as far as the size of the produce and its quality?
Well, yeah, I remember one tomato, it weighed 3/4 of a pound.
What?
One tomato weighing 3/4 of a pound. Cabbages, I mean, you know, you get a cabbage the size of a basketball. You know, and it's incredible. But humic acid, and there's different kinds of humic acid, I guess. Most people that are familiar or have ever heard of humic acid, it comes out of a coal mine. It's oxidized lignite or linearite, where, you know, if anything comes out of a coal mine, it's got oil in it.
Yep.
Well, here we live in Texas. We live in a drought-stricken climate where we need moisture, and here you're putting something on your soil that's got oil in it. Water and oil do not mix. And so you're chasing your water away instead of telling it to come. Well, Michael Martin Melendrez, the founder of Soil Secrets, was able to get acquainted with Sandia National Lab and Los Alamos National Lab, who are the only labs in the world that could actually measure that humic acid. And they were able then to biomimic nature instead of going to the coal mine and getting, you know, some humic acid that had oil in it. They were able to formulate a supramolecular humic acid that would have a positive cation exchange, where it would, one molecule of this supramolecular humic acid can actually hold up to 10,000 molecules of water.
Now I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. One molecule of supramolecular humic acid can actually hold up to 10,000 molecules of water. It has a positive cation exchange where it will track and hold the moisture, just the opposite of all other humic acids. Humic acids are powerful super chemicals that are a product of soil chemistry, and it's called supermolecular substance.
Now you're talking some pretty almost, I'll say it, high-tech kind of stuff about dirt.
Yes, yes, and see, that's why no one, Michael had gone to universities and asked all these universities and labs, hey, can you measure humic acid, because we got a problem. This humic acid that we're getting out of coal mines is hydrophobic. And he knew that nature does not produce hydrophobic humic acid. It was supermolecular. And the problem is no one up till then was able to measure it. And he went to the national lab, the one that used to make the atomic bomb, and they said that they could do it. And so once they were able, you want to call it dissect it, to measure that humic acid, then they were able to biomimic it. Biomimic nature. There are actually 12 molecules in topsoil, and he's been able to biomimic it and create supermolecular humic acid that will hold on to moisture and still break down those toxic soils, those salt soils, and improve the soil structure and also the management of water and uptake of minerals.
Now, you're now a consultant dealing in this field. Why is it that here I am, considering myself a fairly well-read and informed guy, and I'm just now hearing about all of this? You're telling me new stuff.
You know, the internet is, there's a lot of stuff on the internet now. Obviously, things have gotten a lot easier for us to find research. But supermolecular humic acid has, Michael only accomplished it 3-4 years ago when he actually finished the research with the lab. So the humic acid has been around forever. You can get on the internet, you can find lots of evidence. Humic acids will break down the minerals in the soil, but they haven't been able to make it supermolecular. I just talked to a co-op this morning, not too far from here, and he said, yeah, we've got farmers that have tried this humic acid that these chemical fertilizer companies sell, and it doesn't work. And I go, well, yeah, I understand why. Because it's hydrophobic. And here we are in a drought-stricken area, and it's doing just the opposite of what we want it to do.
Now, so are we talking about organic farming? Or are we talking about...
Yes, true organic. This is true organic. It is actually Soil Secrets products are all USDA and NOP approved. You can actually certify your farm, your garden, with our products, certify them organic.
So we're using high-tech science to get back to really ancient-tech farming, in a way.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's been able to mimic nature is what he was able to do. I mean, he went out and studied. I mean, he spent 30 years been studying this, and you go out to the Midwest where that dark soil is, that's got humic acid. It's carbon. It's that dark, rich carbon we call humus. It's that black stuff. And here in Lubbock, Texas, we don't have any of that black stuff. There is no topsoil or humus in our ground here in Lubbock. It's all peachy clay and sand. But humic acid can break down those peachy clays and sand and start turning them into topsoil.
Now, with Texas being as big as it is and with as many different kinds of microenvironments as it has, what you're talking about, this state is a great incubator for this kind of research and farming, correct?
Exactly. It just, you know, there's so many products out there that, you know, as people call them, snake oil. And so until, you know, you prove yourself, you know, you're classified with the rest, you know, you're snake oil. And so people are always skeptical of something new, you know, mycorrhiza. Now, there's evidence, you know, there's a lot of magazines. You got the Corn and Soybean Digest that, an article came out in the John Deere Furrow here a year ago, The Miracle of Mycorrhiza. The other one was Gold Beneath Your Feet. Those were all talking about mycorrhiza, and the benefits of the fungi that grows on the root of the plant, you know, and so that one's been a little easier, you know, to promote because there's so many articles already out there. It's just been the issue of spore count, which has been a problem getting the spore count high enough on the mycorrhiza. But the humic acid, there's been nobody that has been able to measure that humic acid, so it's been a struggle. You know, it's hard to sell something when you don't really know what you got.
Makes sense. You mentioned right. a little while ago the GMO question, and we see parts of the world who have just really come out against these yep. manipulated crops. And I hear a little bit of concern in this country about it, but not nearly the kind of concern that I would have expected to hear over tampering with the basic genome of plants. Now, is it just the circles that I travel in, or are we once again manipulated to look the other way?
You said it right there.
I did.
You're being manipulated, yes. And there's great concern, but, you know, like you say, you know, you're being hushed down because, you know, these farmers, all they're concerned about is yield. You know, give mm-hmm. me a seed that's going to produce 300 bushel corn or 400 bushel corn. I've got a friend that produced over 400 bushel corn last year, you know. And all they're concerned about is that, you know, that dollar in their pocket, and they're not concerned about what they're raising and what's going to happen to us down the road, you know. They don't think it's that big of a deal, but, you know, I'm concerned about it because I sure don't want GMO corn and I don't want to eat it.
I've heard the term Frankenplant. Now, I like the term, but is that hype?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, you know, the term sounds good on the radio or in a press release, but are we really, really, really looking at somebody coming up with something in the lab that, if we eat it, is going to, down the road some way, really do some bad stuff to us? You said you were concerned and you wouldn't eat it. Why?
Well, it's a fact. Look at the sickness today. Look at our health today. We're having all these diseases, stuff that we didn't used to have, you know. And you know, why are we sick way more than we used to be?
Hadn't thought about it in that terms.
In our seeds, you know, we're destroying these seeds. Pretty soon, we're not going to have you know, any of the original seed. I forget the name of it.
I think it's called heirloom seeds.
Heirloom, there you go, heirloom seeds. You know, if you don't keep some heirloom seeds, pretty soon. See, these seeds, in other words, if you go out and take a seed from the corn that is harvested today and you plant it, you will not get the same thing.
Hmm. Well, I know that when I was young and when I was a kid, you could go to the grocery store and there'd be all of these varieties of tomatoes. And now you go into the grocery store and you're lucky if they have two, maybe three varieties. And none of them taste like the tomatoes that I remember as a boy.
Well, you know, kind of going back to our other issues, I've been told by more than one that your great-grandmother could eat one orange and get more nutrients out of that one orange than you eating 10 oranges today.
Wow.
And it's because we've depleted our soils. There's no nutrients. We've killed. Our soil used to be alive. I mean, it was alive, just like this sandstorm out here. If this was all topsoil here in Lubbock, Texas today, we wouldn't see sand blowing. Hmm. Because we don't have topsoil, it's moving. It's not connected to each other.
Well, Bob, I need to ask you this. I believe what you say. I agree with what you say. And I want to know, where can I find this product that you discovered, Soil Secrets? Am I going to be able to walk into my local nursery and find it? Would it be at the big box store? Do I got to go online, or do I need to go down to the health food store to find this?
Well, we are trying to grow a business right now. You can look on the internet, soilsecretsoftexas.com. You can find us there. We actually I just got a dealer up north of Dallas there, McKinney, that's starting to carry the product. But we are working, trying to get dealers in the state. We've got people showing interest in Austin and San Antonio. I've got another guy down in Houston that's showing interest, but it takes time. But we can ship the product. The two main products is our super molecular humic acid, which we call TerraPro, or our Mycorrhiza, our Indomaximal Mycorrhiza, which has a spore count of 1.45 million spores per pound, 1 pound being able to do 5 acres in agriculture. And
that's way more than my backyard garden.
Yeah, well, we've got it in small. You can get it in a 4 ounce bottle. It'll be your garden or your backyard, whatever. Yeah, we've got it all different sizes. We can sell to the gardener, or we can sell to a farmer that's got 50,000 acres. We've got it all different sizes.
Now let me ask you: if I get some of this stuff, am I going to get a bigger and better tomato?
Well, very possibly. I mean, I'm not going to. You know, I don't know your conditions or how you're going to do it, but I just know from my experience and a lot more that you're going to see not only a cut back on water consumption, but you're going to see a yield increase. You're also going to see germination increase. You know, it's going to help build soil. It's going to help if you've got nematodes. Mycorrhiza will help control nematodes because it needs insects to produce protein.
Well, Bob, all of that sounds like what I am looking for, and so I will go look for some Soil Secrets products next time I'm thinking about doing something with my meters.
Okay.
We've been spending some time today here on The Promise of Tomorrow talking to Bob Mattson about the products made by Soil Secrets. Bob grew up farming and continued to farm, became a consultant in the whole thing, and then a few years ago discovered the Soil Secrets products, and he's now involved with them and promoting them and talking about them. You know, Bob, I like what you say in your press release. The equation is simple. Healthy soil equals healthy food equals healthy people.
That's correct.
Thank you for being with us today on The Promise of Tomorrow here on the Science News Network.
And at this time, I want to thank you very much for those of you who have contributed to this program. We depend on contributions from listeners like you for the existence of this show. We're totally science community supported. So those of you who have contributed, thank you very much. Those of you who wish to can do so at our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. On the right-hand side of your screen, you'll see a little tab there for donations. Just click the donations, and we appreciate all your help.
And now we make time for the voice of reason. Listener comments, ideas, and suggestions.
Talent knows no color, no anything, no socioeconomic circumstance. One of the most brilliant guys I met was a custodian at law school. He could have been a law school professor, but for a circumstance of birth and time, he was the custodian, and I was the law student. So be open to talent and take it and accept mentorship. The only dumb question is the one you don't want to ask. So don't be afraid to venture out there, and don't be afraid to believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, how can you expect other people to believe in you? I am Donald Watkins, CEO of Masada Resource Group. That is a waste management firm that converts ordinary household garbage into fuel, both diesel and ethanol. I'm also chairman of Al America Bank in Birmingham, Alabama.
So you decide, has this really been the voice of reason? Listener comments are welcome at 214-329-4949. And please tell us your name and where you're from.
You've been listening to The Promise of Tomorrow with Colonel Mason, the definitive program on emerging and nanotechnologies, now archived and streamed on the web at promiseoftomorrow.biz. Join us next week at the same time as we learn more about the promise of tomorrow.
I am waiting for you.